seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedivin, and I want you to be thinking about this here. Do you ever meet somebody that when you walk away, the entire day, you're thinking about them or talking about them with your girlfriend, boyfriend, mom, dad? You won't believe who I met today. We're going to talk about how to be memorable today. I want you to think about a person you met in the last month that was so memorable that you remember them till today. Can you think about that person? I'll give you a second. Think about that one person that you remember till today. You met them for the very first time. You got it? Here's a question. What made that person so memorable for them, for you to remember till today? What made it memorable? See, no matter what you do, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, you're gonna meet a lot of different people, a lot of different people. And you want the person, the customer, the person, the investor, the person you're trying to recruit as an executive, whoever it is, you want them to remember you. And the more they can remember you, they store you here, okay? They store you here. So there's two different ways to be memorable. One of the ones is that people are naturally memorable. They have certain gifts that makes them naturally memorable. The other one is people who learn how to become memorable. Today I'm gonna tell you 11 different things that you do to become memorable in other people's lives, okay? So with that being said, let's start off over here. Number one, your unique style. Everybody has a unique style. Let me give you an idea about unique style. Paul, why don't we talk about Joe Jordan? Joe Jordan is a well-known insurance guy in the industry. He used to work at MetLife, very well-known. If you look at Joe Jordan's picture, let's put his picture up. He always walks around with this bow tie, and he's always got this black and white shoes. It doesn't matter where you see this guy. You're going to recognize that. He's got this beard. That's part of his memorable. That's part of him being memorable, right? Another part of your unique style could be a certain people, certain people have certain tattoos that makes it memorable. It could be ink, it could be your style of how you wear your clothes, it could be your height, it could be your body, your muscles, it could be your eyes, it could be your voice, it could be, you know, there's gotta be something unique about you that when people see you, your style, that's you. That makes you memorable. By the way, everybody watching this, you have something. Everybody watching this, and a lot of people say, oh, well, you know what? I'm not tall, so I can't be memorable. Believe me, a lot of people remember Sylvester Stallone. A lot of people remember Tom Cruise, and a lot of people remember these guys, Van Damme. They're all 5'6", 5'7". They're not 6'8", or anything like that. You got to play to what makes you memorable. Number two, I put here ha, 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 because it's humor. People remember funny people. If you ask so many girls, if I ask 100 girls, and I ask them, hey, why'd you marry your husband? And they will typically tell you, half of them may say, I just love his sense of humor. He made me laugh. He made me laugh. He made me laugh. He made me laugh. Humor works not just with girls, not just with guys. Humor works with human beings, period. If you can have humor, if you can do it in a way where people catch it, they see it, they feel good, they laugh, they walk away, they remember you, and they say, this is how the conversation goes, and they walk away if they were another person. That guy was pretty funny. I like, did you hear what he said about that one story? That was hilarious. They remember you. You're memorable officially when they leave you. Number three, follow up. Let me tell you what I mean by follow up to be memorable. You meet somebody for the first time. Like I met a guy for the first time and he wanted to do very good in real estate. He started in real estate and I'm gonna do very good in real estate. I'm gonna do this in real estate and I'm working with my family and I'm doing this and I'm okay, no problem. I left, he had started a part time. He was still a bartender at this restaurant. He had just passed his real estate license that week. I went, I bought a book, How to Master the Art of Selling. Next time I came, I said, hey, you told me last time you were in real estate. He says, yes. I said, this is a guy who sold 365 homes in a year. Read his book. He'll help you out in sales. Every single time I go there, I don't pay for my drinks anymore. I don't pay for food. He pays for my stuff. Why? Because it's follow-up. You're memorable. He's going to remember this guy. I told him one time about a certain thing I was doing in real estate. He came back and brought me value. He's memorable, memorable. So then he's going to give me, there's a relationship there where I'm going to help him. He's going to help me out. Next, eye contact. It's a simple thing, but people like eye contact. They remember eye contact because it shows you're not afraid to look in somebody else's eyes. Next, questions. You know, a lot of times you'll be in a conversation and we were having a conversation with like a debate going on. And during this debate, there was eight of us. We're all CEOs. Everybody's doing 10, 15 million plus per year. A couple of the guys were in the half a billion range and they were doing pretty good for themselves. And we're talking, we're going back and forth, and I kept asking questions that was getting to a certain answer. And one of the guys says, I've never met anybody that asks questions. You need questions like the way you ask questions. I said, well, it's just I'm trying to get to the bottom line faster. You're asking questions that requires 9 questions. I'm already on number 7 because I already got the first 6. Sometimes unique questions you ask, that person walks away and says, wow, how did he think about asking that question from me? I never thought about that. I like that guy. I like how he thinks. Who is that guy? Can you tell me about that guy? You're memorable. Next, point of view. Think about TV personalities. Think about Barkley. Everybody on the media right now is talking Barkley because of comments he made about LeBron. It doesn't matter whether LeBron likes it or not. It doesn't matter if you agree with it or not. It's a different point of view. That's all it is. It's a different point of view. And that's a memorable. Now there's good memorable, there's bad memorable. This is a neutral one. Some like it, some don't like it. Anybody that works on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, politics, they're journalists. They have to give their point of view that's different than everybody else. If your point of view is vanilla, then there's a problem. Like the other day, I was getting to a debate with somebody about Mexico. Should we put a wall up? Should we not put a wall up? And I said, here's a crazy idea. The guy said, what? I said, how about we do the following? This solves 90% of problems. We still have some problems, but it solves 90% of problems. He says, what is it? I said, why don't we ask Mexico to be the 51st state of America? Borders are gone. He says, what do you mean? I said, we don't need borders if Mexico is the 51st state of America. Then the president of Mexico becomes a governor, and we allow Mexico to have similar guidelines that we have with Texas and the state of and the U.S. So Texas can always, if they wanted to, it's, you know, it's technical, they can be their own country. How about Mexico gets the same right? So now we create jobs in Mexico, we're creating jobs in America. Business owners in America would have no problem creating jobs in Mexico. It doesn't matter. There is no borders. No one's jumping a wall or doing anything like that. Mexico is now part of America. Now Mexico may support America to clear the borders around if other people from other states or countries in the South want to come into Mexico. And somebody could say, you can also be the 52nd state of America. Now, someone of you guys watches and say, that is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. But I guarantee you 80% of you guys are thinking about it. That's a different point of view. Okay, it's a different way of looking at it, is point of view. Have different point of views. Next. Pay attention to details. I think a lot of times people don't pay attention to details. It's just, oh, here we go, and they did something. No one's paying attention. Pay attention. People leave so many signs when you talk to them. There are so many different signs when you talk to them. When they answer a phone, what name is that? It's a sister, it's a girlfriend, it's a husband, it's a wife, it's a kid, it's someone's birthday. Just pay attention to details. There's so many different signs when you're talking to somebody. And one person who's very good at paying attention to details, they're very memorable. Next, your story is your signature to the world, period. Your story. How you are, your personality, is a signature to the world. How you are, if you have charismatic or charm or certain style or that's your signature to the world. Only one person has this, and it's you. That's your signature. Your own story, how you grew up, where you came from, what happened to you, who were you in high school, what struggles did you go through, what victories, what things interest you. Are you interested into philosophy, sports, baseball, basketball, artwork, baseball cards, you know, flowers, wine, you know, you may like certain type of whiskey. What is it? That's interesting. People want to know. It makes it memorable if you can figure out your signature and you tell that in snippets. You ever talk to somebody? Sometimes I got some people that I mentor and I say, you know, you do so well in the first 3 minutes. The moment you go after first 3 minutes, you're trying to brag so much, it's too much. Just bring it back. I mean, you go 35 minutes, they're on overload. They're not impressed anymore. You seem desperate. Just a little bit. One line, two lines, three lines, come back. Same with girls on dates. Don't go way, way too long impressing somebody else. They're seeing a lack of insecurity. You're trying to make up for some area you're insecure in. Your signature is plenty enough. Find a couple different interesting things about yourself and say that. People remember that. Notes. Back in the days, it was index cards. Today, you can literally take your phone out. Okay, you can literally take your phone out and go to the notes section of your phone. If you take your phone out and you go to the notes section of your phone, guess what? You can put notes of anybody you just met. Anybody you just met can put here. Okay? So the notes will be people I met. Then you put John Doe, details, dot, 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 dot. Pa, 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 pa. Great. And then what happens eventually is, okay, I met this person in Chicago. I met this person in Nashville. I met this person over here. Eventually, hopefully, your brain, your memory gets better. and you automatically are better at remembering names or remembering information, remembering data. But let's just say that still doesn't happen to you. It doesn't matter. You have all the data over here. Make sense? So notes. Take notes. A lot of people who ran for president, they ran for office, they ran for Senate governor. One of the strengths all these guys had is they had great memories of people that they shook hands with. Notes. Next. Compliment. I'm here to tell you today, if I'm a betting man, I'm here to tell you, you have probably not gotten a compliment today. I'm telling you right now, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting 70% of you that are watching this, no one has complimented you here today. Now, you may say, well, there's really nothing to compliment me about. That's not the real reason. People just don't compliment enough, okay? And those who are memorable are some of the best at making other people feel good about themselves. That makes them memorable. So other people want to be around them. Compliment more. Next, how can I help? Simple as that, how can I help? When I was a brand new entrepreneur and I was coming up, the way I build relationships, I was 21 years old, 20 years old, 22 years old, and I didn't know anybody. I don't come from a family of a person that ran a restaurant or a business or a liquor store or a, you know, dealership, nothing. My family doesn't own a business. So no one in my lineage is a business that I can learn any of that stuff. So I said, most important thing to me is relationships. So I said, okay, who are the most influential people I know? How can I help this person? Every time I met somebody, I had one outcome. How can I serve you? How can I help you? It doesn't matter how. Hey, my son's in prison. Do you mind going visiting him? I haven't seen him for the longest time and his heart's broken. He feels alone. He needs to talk to somebody. No problem. Go get a security clearance. I'm going to this prison. How can I help you? This person over here, they need a pen pal. Do you mind writing letters to them? All you need to do is once a quarter. No problem. How can I help you? This person over here, their car is over here. Do you mind if you go out there? No problem. I know somebody. Let me connect them. How can I? Everything became a how can I help you? Then all of a sudden what happened is there was so much help going out that next thing you know, thousands were coming my way. Because the focus was, how can I connect you? How can I help you? Who can I introduce you to? How can I help? So much help goes out, everyone remembers. Initially, before we started recording, I asked Paul and I asked Edgar and I asked Z, I said, hey, who is the most memorable person you met in the last 30 days? Edgar said, Magic Johnson. Edgar was taking the pictures. And I said, why? I said, Paul, why Magic Johnson? He said, his story. I said, okay, his personality, that's Magic's signature. I said, Edgar, how about you? And Edgar said his own reason. I said, what if he wasn't a basketball player? So I don't really know if I would remember him. I said, yes, you would. Why? Because he's 6'9". It's his unique style. He's 6'9". He's tall. You're going to remember a guy that's 6'8", 6'9". I said, Z, who do you remember? Z said, Dennis Dodson. I said, why Dennis? He said, because Dennis was helping me out with the camera. I didn't know what I was doing. Dennis helped me out too with the camera. He feels indebted to Dennis because Dennis helped him. That's memorable. These are how simple this is. This is not a complicated type of stuff to do to be memorable that you need to go out there and do. It's very simple. Anybody watching this, you can simply take all this stuff, type it in an index card, put it in your phone, put it on the shower wall, when you're shaving in the morning, the mirror, put it all over the place and you just keep telling yourself every day. Eventually you'll notice yourself doing it naturally and then people are gonna say, man, I remember you, man, I remember you. Oh my gosh, we met, you're so amazing. How you doing, how's everything? You're boom, boom, boom. Then this becomes easy in business. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.